If you're a youth in the house, shout hallelujah. Amen. We're all youth in heart. Even though some of us are not youth in age, we're still youth in heart. It's okay. Don't worry. So one more time, I would say, let somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah the man of war. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, what you do you will say. Father, you are worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all honor. You're worthy of all adoration. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, O Lord Jesus. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, O Lord. Worthy, O Lord. Father, there is none like you. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you adoration, O Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We are going to pray one prayer. There's a reason why we sing, "This mountain shall be removed." This is a month declared the month of shout for joy. This month has not ended yet. And it is our prayer that we will see the new month in the name of Jesus. But I want us to pray. Any mountain standing in the way of us shouting for joy, that mountain shall fall down in Jesus' name. Let us begin to pray. Any mountain that wants to take away our joy, the joy in our family, the joy in our homes, the joy in the church of God, Father, Lord, this mountain shall be removed in the mighty name of Jesus. This mountain shall fall flat in the mighty name of Jesus. This mountain shall fall flat in the mighty name of Jesus. Every mountain standing in the way of our breakthrough, it shall fall flat in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Father, we thank you. We thank you, O Lord, for you are the Father of lights. You are the one that gives life. You are the one that also takes life. We thank you, Lord, for counting us among the living. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in our lives. We give you glory, honor, and adoration. Father, I have no word of my own. I ask that you please come and teach us your word. Help us to be doers of your word. Help us to preach your word. And help us to live by your word all the days of our lives. And above it all, O Lord, let your name and your name alone be glorified. We welcome you, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Please come in our preeminence in all that we do in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. We welcome everyone to this Youth Sunday service. We thank God for this day. And the title of this afternoon's message is Shouting Side is the Winning Side. Shouting Side is the Winning Side. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you know it is going to be well with you, your family, and all that concerns you, let somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Our main text will be taken from Joshua 6. Joshua 6, verses 1 to 20. Joshua chapter 6, verses 1 to 20. It is a passage we all know very well. And I read, "Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thy hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. Ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war. Go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear the ark, the 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat." Any wall that is standing in the way of your breakthrough, of your progress, of your joy, that wall right now is falling down in Jesus' name. "And the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, Take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, Pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass when Joshua had spoken unto the people that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the rearward came after the ark, the priests going on and blowing with trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, Ye shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then shall ye shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once. And they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord, and 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets. And the armed men went before them, but the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the 2nd day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the 7th day they rose, that they rose early about the dawning of the day, compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord had given you the city. Restoration Arena, shout hallelujah. And the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed when ye take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel accursed and trouble it. But all the silver and gold, vessels of brass and iron, are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Praise the name of the Lord. We know this story very well. When the children of Israel, they walked around the wall of Jericho seven times and they shouted. It is not their own shouting that caused the wall to fall down flat, but it is the Holy Spirit who made the wall to fall down flat. It is our prayer that as we shout for joy in the remaining days of this month of May and for the rest of this year, every wall of Jericho standing in the way of our breakthrough, every wall of Jericho standing in the way of this church having its own permanent place of sanctuary, that wall shall fall down flat in Jesus' name. What does it mean to shout? There's so many definitions of shout, but we're going to focus specifically on when we talk about shouting for joy. The definition of shout is to utter a loud call or cry, typically as an expression of a strong emotion. Some people shout for joy. Some people shout in sorrow. We will never shout in sorrow in the mighty name of Jesus. It is our prayer we will shout for joy all the days of our lives in Jesus' name. Some other words to describe shouting is cry out, call out, roar, cheer. This month, like I said, has been declared the month of shouting for joy. And as I said before, we shall shout for joy for the rest of this year in Jesus' name. So when we talk about shout, we are to shout joyfully to the Lord. We are to shout joyfully to the Lord. It is the Lord that woke us up to see this day. It is the Lord that counted us among the living, that breathes the breath of life in us, that granted us journey mercy to this place. Psalm 98 verse 4, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if we can see in Psalm 33 verse 3, it says, sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. It is our prayer that as we shout for joy, the Lord will put a new song into our mouths in Jesus' name. Psalm 100, verse 1. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Many examples, there's so many examples of people in the Bible who cried unto the Lord, who shouted and received their breakthrough. What about Hannah? Hannah cried unto the Lord, and she was granted a request. Let us look at 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 9 to 10. It says, so Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. She was looking unto the Lord for the fruit of the womb. She had been humiliated, she had been mocked, but she was still seeking the face of the Lord. Brethren, whatever issue, whatever situation it is, have faith in the Lord, cry unto the Lord. The Lord will surely hear our cry in Jesus' name. He will do great and mighty things in our lives. That's why one of the songs that we sang today, where we said, you are my God, he said, I cannot call upon your name and end up in shame. No way. So as we call upon the name of the Lord today, the Lord will grant our request. And anywhere that our joy is not full, the Lord will restore joy unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. And if we go to verse 13 of 1 Samuel 1, verse 13, it says, "Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken." After God granted her request, Hannah rejoiced unto the Lord. And we can see that in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 to 2. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 to 2, which says, "And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God." Remember that as God does great things in your life, remember to rejoice and to give thanks to God and to shout unto his holy name and to praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Like I said, no matter the situation, when you cry out to Jesus in faith, he will help you and you will shout for joy. Just like the blind man. Let us look at Luke 18, verses 38 to 43. Luke 18, verses 38 to 43. It says, "And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight, thy faith has saved thee." He cried unto the Lord. He did not allow anyone to shut him up. It is our prayer that during our Thanksgiving offering, let us praise the name of the Lord. Let us not look at who's on the left or on the right, but let us shout unto the name of the Most High God, and the Lord will surely grant our request in Jesus' name. Amen. We can talk about the 10 lepers who were healed, but one returned and shouted for joy unto the Lord. Luke 17, 11 to 19. Luke 17, 11 to 19. It says, "And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Please, let us not be like the other 9 lepers. Let us return unto the Lord and give thanks to the Lord for all that he does in our lives. You may think just driving here is just a simple thing. There's so many people that they drove on the road today. They are no more. There's so many people that all they did was walk outside of their house. They're no more. Some people tried to get up, tried to wake up this morning. They are no more. Let us shout for joy unto the Lord, that we are alive to see another day, another Sunday. Finally, it is important that as you shout for joy, your heart is rejoicing unto the Lord, not just your mouth. Matthew 15, verse 8. "This people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." There are those that shout, that cry, but their prayer is not answered. Why? Because their heart is not right with God. Make sure your heart is right with God. Make sure you call on the name of the Lord out of a pure heart. That's why for anyone, if you have not given your life to Christ, please give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and that as you shout for joy, the Lord will do great and marvelous things in your life in Jesus' name. I want us to rise, and I want us to pray, and I want us to lift up every family in Restoration Arena and in the Church of God worldwide, that as we shout for joy, it will never be turned into sorrow in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we shout for joy, it will never be turned into sorrow all the days of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Uphold us, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, the joy of the Lord shall be our portion in our homes and our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, help us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We are going to pray once again. We're going to say, anywhere my joy is not full, Father, Lord, restore it unto me in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, let my joy be full, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let my joy be full, O Lord. Let my joy be full in the name of Jesus. Restore joy unto my home, unto my family, unto the church of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, restore joy, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. One more prayer. I want us to pray that all the days of our lives, that when we shout, it shall be a shout for joy, and that we will never shout in sorrow in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we cry unto you with a loud voice, Lord, with our hearts, with our souls, with all that's within us. All the days of our lives, O Lord, we shall shout for joy. We will never shout for sorrow in the mighty name of Jesus. We will never shout in failure. We will never shout in sorrow in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I also want us to pray that any evil altar that is crying out against our families, against the household of God, against marriages, against our loved ones, that this morning, the Lord God Almighty will break and destroy every evil altar against our lives in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar, O Lord, crying out against our homes, our families, our loved ones, our extended families, O Lord, such evil altars shall be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. We bless your holy name. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Father, Lord, we thank you, we worship you, we give you all the glory. We thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for that which you have taught us. Help us to be doers of your word. We ask, O Lord, that as we shout for joy, O Lord, that healing shall be our portion. Deliverance shall be our portion. Peace shall be our portion. That as the river flows without end, so shall be our blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, Lord. We know, O Lord, that as you bless us, it is without sorrow. We give you glory, honor, and adoration. Father, help us to be doers of your word all the days of our lives. We thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. We commit the remainder of this service into your hands, and the rest of this week and the rest of this year into your hands. Go before us, surround us with the edge of fire. We thank you, Father, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Let us just continue.